the takeover of the global economy by global corporations based on wasteful production and based on this actually destruction of livelihoods and jobs is definitely becoming a very, very major threat to the people of India. And if we just take the case of the company who will supply the meat to McDonald's, just by buying up cattle and leading to a slaughter of the living economy of cattle-based agriculture, where the cattle pull the plows, provide the energy, provide the organic manure, are literally the support base of sustainable agriculture. Within a few years, we've had a destruction of 300,000 livelihoods, with peasants losing their only source of an economic survival. That's a very, very direct attack on the survival of people. But there's a second level of attack on survival of people, which is related to the fact that food that today goes to feed the poor and hungry in India will get diverted to feed the animals that will then go into fast food chains to feed, in India, definitely the elite. There is a third component related to it, and that the land and water that today meets the survival needs of people of India would get diverted to factory farms, would get diverted to producing the meat base for these chains, which is why we have, for our current campaigns, in the month of March, we're going to be doing a very, very major rally with farmers, giving notice to all election candidates, because we are having our national elections in April, giving them notice saying that anyone standing for parliament who does not commit themselves to supporting local communities in terms of control over natural resources like land and water and biodiversity, animals, seeds, and is actually found to be supporting the takeover of these natural resources by transnational corporations, should not even dare to come to the villages for votes. We are declaring that India's natural resources are for the sustenance of Indian people, not for the profits of irresponsible corporations.